This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. RTD is proposing a dramatic overhaul of its bus network. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Transit ridership has been in the toilet since the pandemic began, but RTD still carries about 1 million passengers a week. Bus lines that serve dense neighborhoods, and especially those with low-income residents, those are still relatively full. And now, RTD wants to beef up service in the city. That would come at the expense of lines in the suburbs. But RTD's Brian Welch says they'll propose an on-demand shuttle service in those places.
We can't abandon, you know, large sections of our district because there are other people way out there that also really want to stay on the RTD system, and we need to juggle that and balance that.
An RTD board committee will discuss the plan next month. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
It was an extremely dry December for the eastern half of Colorado. Becky Bollinger is the assistant state climatologist. She says the conditions that helped fuel the fires in Boulder County are still a concern.
Now that we are in a pretty dry time of year for eastern Colorado and we go into those warm and windy days, if there's no snow on the ground, you definitely run the higher risk of those grass fires being a problem again.
Most of eastern Colorado saw less than half of the precipitation it normally gets in December. Colorado skier Michaela Schifrin has set a new record. She won her 47th World Cup slalom event in Austria earlier this week to set the all-time mark for the most World Cup victories in a single discipline. She came from behind to win Tuesday's event. Schifrin is getting ready for the Winter Olympics in Beijing that start early next month. This is CPR and KRCC.